Hey there, folks, and welcome to the one, the only FPN Country FM. Here we're going to give you a little bit of a roundup on what's coming on the Tarp Pack Show. Here with that guy with the mullet, we're going to be checking out the one, the elite Renegades, a film starring Bobby Knepper. You might remember him from Hard Target 2 and the second Jack Reacher film. But the real stars are Kiefer Sutherland and, of course, Lou Diamond Phillips. Just after they'd done their amazing film, Young Guns 1 and Young Guns 2, they just happened to do another film.
I sit here waiting, contemplating what's the best day. Watching that movie, I'm the leader moment.
Wow. Good evening there, folks, or g'day, my name again, as we say here in Australia, I'm your host, Adam O'Brien. Better known to you, the folks out there, the Mulleteers, as the Lethal Mullet, and welcome to Fandom Podcast Network's celebration of 80s and 90s and noughties action cinema here, where we look at the films that you've forgotten or films you've never seen, and we're going to even look at some stuff that you probably know and show you films that you thought you knew, and we're going to show you the trivia of those and vice versa. This is 2021, folks, the future here on Planet Quinlan's Cantina. Happy New Year, folks. We're going to look at a 1989 film today, brought to you by Universal Pictures. It's directed by Jack Shoulder. That's right. Shoulder, knees and elbows and bones, maybe. Starring Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips and Jamie Gertz. Came out in June 2, 1989, and it's an action crime film. An amazing film. It's one that's actually a lot of fun. And, of course, re-teamed the Doc Scurlock and, of course, his dear pal, Chavez Ischavez from, of course, Young Guns. So, obviously, they'd done that movie. I think they did this in between Young Guns 1 and Young Guns 2. And it's a great little cop movie. I remember having it out on VHS in Australia. It came out, I think, 1990, I think it was. It was just before, I think it was Desert Storm happened. So that shows you a little bit of the history of when this came out. But it's a great film. It's a lot of fun. VHS, very popular. And it just so happens that I have said VHS arrive yesterday. So we're going to celebrate that tonight here on the show. And a little bit more news coming up on other shows we're going to be doing here on the network. And obviously some great stuff around the corner. All here on the one, the only, Lee the Mullet Podcast.
Has been changed. The new number is...
G'day, my name's Gowan. Follow the Lethal Mullet here on Fandom Podcast Network's master channel at fpnet.podbean.com or subscribe on the Podbean app where you can find all the shows. Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast. Culture Clash, a weekly look at pop culture. New look at Making Treks, a Star Trek fan podcast. You can also check out The Mullet Guild, a look at the Dune universe from me, the Lethal Mullet. You can also check out this show and all the others like What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast, Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast, and much, much more. All on FPN. You can follow on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all podcatchers. Make sure you follow me, the Lethal Mullet, at The Lethal Mullet on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Now it's time for the latest action news from the cinema and martial arts movies and more, all here on the Lethal Mullet Podcast. Alrighty, folks, welcome to the news. We're going to get right into what is happening right now in the world of film, which is going to really change things. And a lot of it's to do with, obviously, the disease that's out there, this virus, this COVID, which... you know, has obviously wreaked havoc over all of our lives. It's really, really changed things globally. For us, how we see films in cinemas and how we obviously consume dramas, thrillers, action movies, you name it. And one of the big things is that obviously going out in public into all these cinemas, there's so much involved in keeping people safe and secure when it comes to infection and stuff like that, keeping them away from the bad elements of possibly spreading COVID. So obviously that's a huge part of what's going out there. And so this is why cinemas are pretty much dying off, folks. There's obviously the big thing of streaming being so popular right now. And we've just had HBO Max be the new platform, according to Warner Brothers, for the slate of films that they're going to be releasing. Obviously, it's the new Wonder Woman sequel is one of them, Suicide Squad, a lot of the ones that you know from the DC Comics line. So a lot of those ones that are involved with Warner Brothers slash DC. Also, some bigger releases, which we always talk about here, and that one of those, of course, is Dune. And, of course, that will be going to both HBO Max streaming and also on the same platform on limited similar cinema release as well. Now, for Australians, well, guess what? We don't get HBO here. It's not available here. We have to look at other means to do that. So some shows that are on HBO are on different streaming services. They're split apart on different platforms. We may not even get Dune on streaming. It may actually go back to cinemas here. So cinemas are actually doing not well, I wouldn't say, but there's a lot out there that are still active, and unfortunately they're not as active as they could be to bank enough money to stay open. So we could see closures here in Australia, I'm sure, in the next 6 to 12 months on some of these smaller ones. But some of the bigger lines, particularly your Reading Cinemas and obviously Hoyts Entertainment, all that sort of stuff out here in Australia, I hope to see still open, because at the end of the day, it can be done safely. Obviously, out here at Queensland in particular, we've been able to keep COVID at bay just through the sensibility of wearing masks when you need to, and the biggest thing, social distancing. Even from a business standpoint, myself, as a business owner, I have to stand by what the government has done is fantastic. Now, having said that, being able to watch these films at home in the comfort of your own armchair, kicking back, relaxing with a nice coldie and obviously treats, is the best place to want to consume film. I mean, you only look at it now with everyone absolutely looking at the current Star Wars darling that's out there. Of course, the Mandalorian. They're absolutely getting right into it. And part of that is consuming it while they're at home. This consumption of this amazing TV show phenomenon is on the level of Game of Thrones right now. Star Wars has never been this successful since the old days. Right? Obviously, they've kind of failed when it came to the current line of cinema outings, apart from, I would say, Rogue One and obviously the work they did on Solo too is fantastic. But unfortunately, didn't quite do it at the box office. Now, these things have to make humongous amounts of money to get all their production costs back. But The Mandalorian is an interesting quandary. But the main thing is it shows you that people are willing to stay home and consume something the size of Dune, which is just huge. So it's interesting to see how that will reflect and obviously change things. So the news is good for, I think, outside of the US and probably outside of UK parts, where some of the smaller countries like Australia are starting to get people back out in the cinemas and watching movies. Now, obviously, with the likes of obviously the last Nolan movie not doing too well out there, but people were banking on that to really bring people back. But let's just hope it does, because at the end of the day, if we get these vaccines, if these vaccines work and work well enough to keep people safe, I think we'll see a bigger cinema return in the future for all of us. I mean, at the end of the day, that's where you want to see your Star Wars. That's where you want to see your Mad Max and your Arnold Schwarzenegger films. There, on the big screen, celluloid, come on.
All right, folks, here we go. Welcome to the canteen. Let's go. I'm sitting here waiting, contemplating what's the best thing. Watching action movies. Wow, I'm the leader. Whoa, I'm the leader. Whoa, I'm the leader. Whoa, I'm the leader. Movies.
Alrighty, mate. Time to go down to the pub for a pint, chat, action movies and more. Here on the Lethal Mullet Podcast. Alright, tonight's film is quite a fun film. This is an action movie which has got quite a few twists and obviously plays on the friendship of Kiefer Sutherland and, of course, Lou Diamond Phillips from back in the late 80s, where they had a bit of a run of good films from all of them, actually. And I think Young Guns was really the one that put on the radar of, I suppose, the big box office. And this was a film which came out and kind of was the teen western. It was one that spurred off some amazing TV. Young Riders was something that was influenced heavily by the success of Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, obviously Kiefer and Lou, and Casey Simisco, and of course Dermot Mulroney, who were all in these amazing roles. Oh, is it Dermot Mulroney or something? I've got to confess, folks, I always get the two names, Denholm Elliott and Dermot Mulroney, mixed up. I don't know why. Maybe one day we'll see Dermot Mulroney in Indiana Jones. Never knows. All right, so the plot of this is a pretty simple story, and it's quite a well-put-together one. So we've got Buster McHenry, which is the role that Kiefer Sutherland plays. He's an undercover agent for the local Philadelphia Police Department. He's trying to bring out corrupt cops. He's trying to find them, and his investigation is getting to links with armed robbers, and people are getting involved in heists and stuff like that too. And so he, on the outset, looks like that he is a crook himself. And, of course, in this we've got Kiefer looking rather, I think, rough around the edges. He's got the moustache happening. Kind of looks like a young Chuck Norris in this, and plays quite well to that too. So part of what he's involved in is a group of crooks with Marino, played by Rob Nepper, or Bobby Nepper, as I like calling him. Rob Nepper is obviously a fantastic character actor. Back here, he's doing a lot more, I think, smaller villain-like roles and stuff. He's still doing it today, obviously, since the first time I saw Rob was in The Next Generation. He was in an episode of that with a mullet, folks. That's right, almost rock and roll hair, you know, that sort of old, or even, you know what it looked like? It looked like that sort of late 80s, headbangers ball style hair. The stuff that Kevin Reitzel likes talking about on that heavy metal show, folks. That sort of metal, the big hair metal. But anyway, he's always been a fantastic actor that just pops up in places you wouldn't expect and does a fantastic job. He was great in the fourth season of Heroes, that great series that was in the late 2000s about bringing people with superpowers to the regular area. But he played a very, very charismatic leader of this villainy group, and just really, really good. That's his strength, is he's a very charismatic person. He's somebody that draws people to you. Also saw him in Tour of Duty recently in the, I think it's about the fourth or fifth episode of the first season. He's got a pretty damn good role in that too. And of course, more recently with Jack Reacher, and he's also sending drones after Keanu Reeves' alien in The Day the Earth Stood Still as well. So he's played everyone from military people to even hunting down Scott Adkins with Boba Fett. Yeah, that's right, Boba Fett's in that one, folks. To Mira Morrison, just trying to find a way around in the universe, eh? And it's all there. So anyway, Bob is playing Marino, the crime boss, who's trying to get this heist happening for $6 million worth of diamonds. So they go into this store, and what happens is that we see everything go wrong. They still get what they need, but Rob decides to make an example of one of the people, the employees there, and shoots him. And, of course, which makes Kiefer Sutherland a witness to what happened. In between that, they go also to this place where they find a spear, a traditional spear from the local native people. And this is where we run into Hank. Full name's Hank Storm, played by Lou Diamond Phillips, who's a young Indian gentleman. And he's after to find the actual spear. But At the same time, he finds that Buster's obviously wounded a little bit later, where he's shot, backstabbed by the character, obviously Marino. And what happens is, too, after that is we see Lou Diamond Phillips' character Hank take him out to the hotel, heals him, and then together they work to try and solve the mystery and find out who's behind all this corruption. Is it the police? Is it this group led by Marino? We're not sure. But as we go through, we also meet Jamie Gertz in this as well. Plays kind of a not a love interest. She plays more somebody that's in the middle of the operation too. But it's interesting enough, and obviously she's great. She's always been fantastic. Obviously she's been in a lot of work. Twister, Lost, The Lost Boys. Back in the 80s and 90s, she was most prevalent when it came to her roles and stuff like that too. Fantastic work she's doing in this one too. But I think the real power is obviously Kiva and Lou working together too again, because obviously they were in most of those scenes together in, of course, Young Guns. Two characters that were always together. So let's look at the cast. So we've got Kiva playing Buster McHenry, Lou Diamond Phillips playing Hank Storm, Rob playing Marino, Bill Smitrovich playing Finch, Jamie Gertz as Barbara, Clark Johnson as JJ, Peter McNeil playing Denny Ransom, and we also got Floyd Westerman, known as Red Crow, playing Hank's father, Joseph Griffin as Matt, and Kira Harper as Nima. So, you know, we've got some interesting, talented people in this who are, you know, a big part of what's out there too. Now, Pete McNeil is a very, very well-known Canadian film star. He's also an actor, voiceover actress too, in television and film. He's been in such films as Geraldine's Fortune, Crash, Open Range, you may know him from, History of Violence, and also Regression. So he's a lot of different stuff over the years. Been pretty much present since about 1973. So some very, very big roles over the years too. He was also in Cinderella Man, and most recently The Kid Detective in 2020 as well too. So it's good to see that still active, still out there in the middle of it too. Now let's have a look at Rob, I think, because honestly this gentleman needs as much as we can, more coverage when it comes to media attention and stuff like that too. Born in 1959, he's an American actor known for, obviously, Prison Break, played Theodore Teabag Bagwell. Obviously, he's also known for Twin Peaks. He was in that too. Played Rodney Mitchum. And Transporter 3, he was in Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, which I'm going to hazard to say, I think it is actually the better film out of the two that they did. He's also done Hitman. So he's born in Fremont, Ohio, and raised in Maumee, Ohio. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And obviously he's always had an interest in acting, and this has come from an early age, obviously back in the days of his high school, all that sort of stuff too. Now, Nepa was somebody, obviously, you may have seen on TV, as we mentioned earlier. The interesting part too is that he worked with these guys, Kiefer and Lou, also on one of the Young Guns movies, Young Guns 2. He was part of the group that were going out after, obviously. Billy the Kid and the Regulators. Come on, Regulators, let's rock on out. So he's part of that too. But he was great in that too, because he's with William Peterson, and obviously Aragorn is in that movie too. Isn't it interesting how we're just talking about Peter McNeil being in it, part of History of Violence, and that is also an Aragorn movie. Viggo Mortensen, folks, there you go. So he's also in, obviously, as we mentioned, Next Generation. He was in Carnival as well. He was great in that. Had a small part in that. Good Night and Good Luck he's in as well. And the big one, Stargate Universe in 2010. That is a series that I would have liked to have seen move forward. Unfortunately, I just think it came out at the wrong time and up against Battlestar Galactica as it was finishing in 09. Hard thing to get through too. But he's a fantastic actor. He's only 61. Actually 30. He's more been around longer than that. But I mean, amazing. But again, long, long time through that too. But it's one of those interesting things too. So he's been in a lot of different stuff you would have seen him in over the years. But getting back to it, this is a film I think that plays on more the Young Guns territory of that friendship. So obviously it's a budding friendship in the movie through the placing of where they are in their lives and obviously what they're doing in this too. Some of the great stuff is obviously to the opening scene, we see Kiefer Sutherland go out and look like a drunken bum as he's trying to basically stop a hostage drama, whatever you call it, at the start, which is quite good. It's really well played. The action's quite good in this, but, I mean, it's not on the mark of the bigger action movies of the time. This is, you know, play by numbers. They're doing it as they go. But it's the interactions that these guys do. Some of them, too, playing up against, let's just say, somebody from Hard to Kill and Alpha Justice who had it coming. This, I'll have to look up the actor later, but this guy literally got the crap kicked out of him by Lou Diamond Phillips in some of these scenes. So obviously Keith is more of a gun nut in this, whereas Lou Diamond's character's got all the moves, we didn't call it martial arts, but he certainly knows how to kick, put it that way. And it's interesting enough. But again, it plays out like any of those thrillers from the 90s where we start to find out little bits and pieces about who the bad guy really is, who's really behind all these heists, and it's always an inside job. we've had some great films like that. One of the more interesting ones is the Mark Wahlberg and Chow Yun-Fat movie with Brian Cox called The Corruptor. And it's one of my favourites when it comes to that stuff because you don't expect what you're going to get at the end. It's quite a good story about friendship and honouring friendship even when, you know, things are wrong that way too. So out of a whole, this film is a product of its times. It's tough, it's fun, there's a bit of comedy, but at the same time, it's a bit of nostalgia for the Young Guns fans too. So on the Hallenbach scale, it gets a 3 out of 5.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We like to continue to feed your ears by inviting you to listen to the Fandom Podcast Network and all of the other awesome shows we have to offer. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture news podcast. Blood of Kings, our Highlander podcast. Couch Potato Theater, our podcast celebrating our favorite movies. Time Warp, the Fandom Flashback podcast discussing a year in movies and our favorite pop culture topics. End Zone, the NFL podcast. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. Union Federation, our Star Trek and Orville podcast. Hair Metal, the 80s and early 90s rock metal podcast. Type 40, our Doctor Who podcast. Lethal Mullet, a 1980s and 90s action film podcast. What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast. And our newest show, Making Treks, a new Star Trek podcast with a deep dive into the final frontier with host Mark Newbold and Adam P. O'Brien. You can enjoy all of these great Fandom Podcast Network shows on our master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. Fandom Podcast Network is also on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. You can also find us on Facebook under Fandom Podcast Network. You can also email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter under Fandom Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
G'day folks, hope you're enjoying the great shows here on the Fandom Podcast Network. Be sure to check out all the great shows that we have on offer and subscribe on the master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. You can check Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast hosted by Kevin the Raider Nerd Rysel and Lee Fillingsis on their platform. You can also check out Culture Clash, which is the weekly look at pop culture hosted by Kevin and Kyle. Couch Potato Theatre, this is a cult classics and guilty pleasure podcast. Also Time Warp, a fandom flashback show. End Zone, a look at the NFL, the American football. Also, Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast, looking at the great films of Alfred Hitchcock. Union Federation podcast, a Star Trek and Orville podcast, looking at Discovery, and of course, Picard, plus the Orville. but also the Hair Metal Podcast, looking at the great shows put on by the amazing bands back in the late 80s, their discs, their LPs, everything, all covering the fashion as well, hosted by Kevin the Raider No Reitzel. You can also check out Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, hosted by Kevin and Dan Hadley, looking at all the eras of Doctor Who. You can also catch out What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast, an amazing show looking at Star Wars, hosted by Derek and Scott. And of course, our newest one, the amazing, The Mullet Guild, an offshoot of the Lethal Mullet podcast looking at Frank Herbert's Dune universe. This is like an encyclopedia for Dune, where I take you through and down into the rabbit hole of Frank Herbert's amazing space opera, the sprawling universe which is going to be brought to life by Denis Villeneuve and December 18. You can check out all the shows there. Be sure to also go onto the social platforms on Twitter at FanPod Network. Let us know what you think of the shows and what else you can look at there. You can also check out great articles that we put up through there that we share. Also check out on Instagram and Facebook, Fandom Podcast Network. Be sure to make sure that every Tuesday you check out the great work done by Making Treks as well. A brand new podcast looking at a deep dive of Star Trek, hosted by myself, James Semple, and of course, the ever popular and amazing writer of Star Trek and Star Wars, Mark Newbold. Go and check it out, folks, and we'll catch you next time here on the Fandom Podcast Network's The Lethal Mullet Podcast. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.